I could hear my name being called, but I was stuck somewhere between a dream and reality. As it got louder, I could feel myself trying to wake up and escape the nightmare, not realizing my reality wouldn't be much different. I turned over to face where the noise was coming from and barely cracked one eye open, just enough to read my alarm clock. It was 1:37 a.m. I heard my name again. This had to be part of my nightmare. My alarm was set to go off in 5 hours, and I was desperate for a full night of sleep.
Candace, get up.
I finally snapped to and sat up in bed to discover my dad sitting next to me, covered in sweat, telling me we had to leave. At 13, I had learned not to question him or his motives, and I knew well enough to just go along with whatever it was he was up to. But now? Really? It was almost 2 in the morning. This wasn't right, and I knew it. Whatever it was we were going to do, or wherever it was we were headed, it wasn't going to lead to anything good. I mumbled something under my breath and put 2 feet on the floor. Dizziness rushed to my head from getting up so quickly, and I complained to my dad, who was rushing about frantically looking for absolutely nothing. I knew he didn't hear a word I said. Since I already had on an oversized t-shirt, I grabbed a pair of sweatpants and tennis shoes. There was no need to pack a bag. This trip wouldn't be long. I could tell by the look in his eyes, and the fact that all he had in his possession was a set of car keys and a pack of cigarettes. I wanted to take one of the cigarettes out, light it for him, and tell him to sit down and relax. As a matter of fact, I wanted to take one of those cigarettes out, light it for myself, and tell my dad I wasn't going anywhere. I pictured myself with a red ember glowing from one side of my mouth, with a look in my eye that said I didn't have time for this. On more than one occasion, I had snuck one of those cigarettes, and my friends and I smoked it as if we were the coolest kids on the block. It usually ended with us either throwing up or left with a pounding headache. But we looked cool. He probably knew each time we did it, but he didn't care. Confronting me about it would require him to discipline me, and he wasn't able to do that. His parenting was crippled by his quest to be cool. I'm not sure I ever viewed him as an authority figure in my life. He was my dad, of course, but he was a far cry from a father. Most of the time, it felt like I was caring for him instead of the other way around. He married my mom when they were both teenagers, and had my brother shortly after. I came along 2 years after that. We were never the Cleavers. My mom went to college and nursing school when we were young, and then had the pressure of being the breadwinner for the family. She had to work long, hard hours because my dad had never held a job a day in his life, and had no intention of getting one. In order to support our family, my mom often worked the overnight shift because it paid better. Unfortunately, this left my brother and me in the care of my dad, who quite honestly needed a babysitter himself. He lived in his own world.